Well, today we hear this very important admonition of Jesus to the religious authorities. And it's rather interesting, you know, of course, Jesus continually talks about faith and continually talks about trust in God as being absolutely primary in the spiritual life. And no doubt, that's the first move that all of us will make in the spiritual life, is we must trust not only in the living God, but trust in the unconditional love of the living God, who Jesus reveals to be Abba and reveals Abba to be the father of the prodigal son. Of course, a father who is deeply in love even with a boy who has really transgressed on every imaginable level, and brings him and restores him back to the fullness of the household. So that's the first part in sort of the authentic practice of religion. And Jesus doesn't challenge the Pharisees for their faith. But what he does challenge them about in terms of the authentic pursuit of their spiritual lives is their humility. And he challenges them for it for two reasons. The first thing, of course, is if you're really proud, you're likely to be self-righteous. And what self-righteous means, the word literally, autodikaiosune in Greek, it means, you know, self-justifying. And justification, what that term means is making oneself ready for salvation. So essentially, or being made ready for salvation. Well, if we justify ourselves, or if the Pharisees are justifying themselves, if they actually believe that they're winning their own salvation by means of their deeds, by means of following the law, then what Jesus is saying is, well, if they're doing it, then God doesn't have to do anything. And that's a really dangerous stance to take. So the first thing that Jesus is, you know, he's not saying you ought to be more humble, right? He's saying you want to be more humble because this is really going to help you, to the Pharisees, right? So he's basically telling the Pharisees, first and foremost, you can't afford to be self-righteous. You can't afford to think that your deeds alone are what's going to win you. You're going to have to throw yourself on the mercy of God, just like all the other sinners out there. You know, you're going to have to do that, and you're going to have the humility to admit that you need the mercy of God and that you alone cannot do it. And that's the first thing that Jesus is saying, and that's good for you. That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, I'm not telling you this to tell you this. I'm not telling you this to load a bunch of shoulds on you. I'm telling you this for your own good. But there's a second thing that's going on. And the second thing that's going on is what Jesus is trying to say is, look, if you're not humble, then it's affecting everything that you do. Because if you're not humble, then are you doing the things you do? So admittedly, the Pharisees are doing good deeds. The Pharisees give alms and so forth and so on. But are they doing these things? Are they fasting? Are they giving alms and so forth? Right? Are they doing it to gain credit for themselves? Or are they doing it so that they might be an example of how to enter into the kingdom of God? Are they doing it to aggrandize themselves? Or are they doing it because they love the Father? And of course, if they're doing it to aggrandize themselves, what Jesus is saying is that's not a religious deed. That's a self-aggrandizing deed. That's not a deed done to serve the Lord or to love the Lord. It's a deed done to serve oneself. And he's trying to say, be careful. Be really careful about doing that, because if you do that, it negates all of its spiritual and religious value. So that's a second reason why you really need to be humble. And then there's a third agenda of Jesus as well. One that's not spoken of, except it's alluded to in this passage, you know, in Jesus' normal discourse with the Pharisees. The third reason is because the Pharisees are excluding people from the kingdom. And of course, for Jesus, the worst thing that a religious person, particularly a religious authority, so he's speaking to me and he's speaking to every religious authority, the worst thing you can do is exclude someone from the kingdom who God isn't excluding from the kingdom, discourage someone from trying to get into the kingdom who God is encouraging to come into the kingdom. The worst thing you can do is literally lock people out, take away their hope, aggrandize yourself, and make others excluded from the kingdom of God. Jesus really is against this and says right to the Pharisees, you make these big, huge burdens really heavy to lift, and you dump them on men's shoulders, and you do not even lift a finger to budge them. In other words, what he's saying is, you've made it impossible for these people to get into the kingdom of God. Basically, you have elevated the standard so high they can't even get in. And then after you've done that, you just say, well, good luck, be on your way. I guess you're going to be condemned. It's too bad. You can't do that as a religious figure because, of course, that's not who God is. And, of course, he's trying to tell the Pharisees, you're representing the wrong God. Whatever God that is, it's a God of your own making. And it's not the God who is my heavenly Father, who is the father of the prodigal son, right? He's the Abba who sent me into the world to save you. Of course, what Jesus says is, if they were humble, they would know the humble heart of God. And they would know that even the most egregious sinner is not excluded from the kingdom and should never be discouraged from seeking forgiveness and trying to gain entrance. They would know. So Jesus basically is saying, hey, right after faith, right after that confession of faith and putting our trust in God, the second most important attribute for religious people, particularly religious authorities, and boy, do I have to remember this, is humility. Because without it, we're going to be lousy religious authorities, and we're even going to be lousy at the practice of our religion. And at the end of the day, we will try to justify ourselves, which is a complete impossibility. As Ignatius Loyola used to tell these Jesuits, who had some potential for pride, I must say. And the key thing he would say is, there's no such thing as too much humility. And a little bit of humility goes a long way. It's a hard message for me to receive because humility does not come easily for me. Ask all the people who know me well. I mean, what they wrote in my high school yearbook was, does not suffer fools gladly. I hope I've made a little progress since then. But the point is, it's so important, says Ignatius, that in this Lenten season, we must always keep it first and foremost at the forefront of our minds as we pursue our Lenten sacrifice, because humility will make authentic our love and our faith and will transform us into true servants of the Lord. Amen.